The subject I'm going to talk to you about tonight is a controversial fact or fiction. I've added in, really, because I suspect that does give some indication as to the level or lack of level of evidence. I noticed Professor Challacombe is here. It's all his fault this all started, because I went for an MRC interview many years ago and Professor Challacombe was brought in, and luckily we managed to get the grant, and it was at that time, about, crikey, that would be 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, where I began to realise the power that oral bacteria may hold on the human body. And it's something which, of course, has gained some notoriety, some interest over the last 15 years or so, particularly when individuals are beginning to recognise that there may be a link between these oral health and systemic disease. Is nothing new. As you know, Hippocrates cured arthritis in an ingenious way by ripping people's teeth out. I suspect that was a questionnaire from public health, because the patients said they never had any more pain, because they wouldn't come back to him, because he sorted their problem out. There may be a little bit of bias there. Miller, of course, a real father of research, depending on your point of view, began to make the comments about mouth organisms and their association with a lot of diseases.